ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಐ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಗೇವ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್ ಟು ದ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ಟಿಫಿಕೇಟ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಕೇರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಐ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಕೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಐ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಆನ್ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್. ಅಫ್ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಮೋರ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ನಾ ಬಿ ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಬಿಂದು ಮಾಲ್ಸ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಇಫ್ ಸಮನ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ನೋ ಟು ಪ್ರೇ ಆರ್ ಸಮನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ಡೆಫಿಷಿಯನ್ಸಿ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೇ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ದಿ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೋಲ್ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರ ವಿ ಸೇ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ವಿ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ನೇಮ್? ಓ ಮೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಮೀ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೇ ವ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಎವ್ರಿ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ನೇಮ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಸೊ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೌಂಡ್ ವೈಬ್ರೇಷನ್ ಬಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದ ಇಮೋಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ವಿ ಲರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೇ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್. ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್. ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಜನರಲಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ದೆಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ವೆರಿ ಕಾಮನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಪಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಎಕ್ಸಾಮ್, ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾರೀಡ್, ಮೈ ಸನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಅಡ್ಮಿಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಸಮ್ ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಕಾಲೇಜ್, ಆರ್ ಮೈ ನ್ಯೂ ಹೌಸ್ ಲೋನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಸ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಷನ್ಡ್. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್. ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೇ, ಮೈ ಗಾಡ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಮಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಅ ನ್ಯೂ ಟಾಯ್. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವೆರೈಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್, ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್, ಫಾರ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಗೇನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಟಿಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್, ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ಈಲ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಈಲ್ಡ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ರಿಸೀವ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಪರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಯು ರಿಸೀವ್. ಐ ಮೇ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಮೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಮಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪ್ರೈಮ್ ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ, ಬಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಡಿಸರ್ವ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್, ಫಾರ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಂಬಾನಿ ರಿಚ್, ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಐ ಡೈ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಅಂಬಾನಿ. ಐ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್. ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಡ್, ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಡ್, ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಅದು ನೋ ಆನ್ಸರ್, ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ದಿ ಗೋ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದನ್ ಫಾದರ್ಸ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಈಗರ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾದರ್ಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ, ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಡಸ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರಿಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಈಸ್ ಯು ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್, ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಪೈರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಯು. ಸೊ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಯು ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಐ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದ ಸ್ಪೀಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ, ದೆನ್ ಬೋತ್ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಬೋತ್ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ಲೆಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಮೋರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ಲೆಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್, ದ ಮೋರ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹರ್ಡ್. ನನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಡಿವೋಷ್ನಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್, ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟರ್ ದೆನ್ ನಾನ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ನಾನ್ ಡಿವೋಷ್ನಲ್. ಸೊ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯೂಯಲ್. ಯು ನೋ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಪುಟ್ ಅ ಸ್ಯಾಟಲೈಟ್ ಆನ್ ಅ ಲಾಂಚರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾಂಚರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೋಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೀಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಯಾಟಲೈಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಲಾಂಚ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಆರ್ಬಿಟ್ ಸಮ್ವೇರ್ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ದ ಅರ್ತ್. ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೀಕ್ ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್, ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಫಾಲ್ ಡೌನ್. ಇಟ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ರೀಚ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಬಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅರ್ತ್. So satellite will function only when it reaches its goal, na? Satellite will not start functioning on the way. Satellite will start functioning when it reaches the destination. And then it will start revolving. And then all photography, all the survey, everything will be done by satellite. So same way prayers, we always say, always have a waterfall. And we say, blessings come down, prayers go up. Right? Usually we get the message sometimes. So if the prayer has to reach the destination, what is the destination of the prayer? Who is the destination of the prayer? The Lord. Who else? Prayer, one who deserves prayer is only Lord. Nobody can deserve the prayer. Prayer is the only one personality. It is always addressed to the Lord. And the Lord is impressed or inspired to hear your prayers when it is bedecked with or ornamented with selflessness and spirituality or devotion. More the devotion, faster the reception by the Lord. More the devotion, earlier He hears and hears attentively also. The more it is for others, it is heard faster also. And prayers are of different kinds that we do. Like I was just talking to Bindumal, that one message came to me that please pray for Bindumal. So I don't know. So I just offered a general prayer. And someone told me that many things are happening many days, and then today also she heard of some minor accident. So I offered a different prayer. Then I came to know that her husband got an accident and she is in ICU and is unconscious. Is that right? Now, will the prayer change by this information? It will change. As per the severity of the situation, the prayers will change. And that day, some doctor's mother was dying in the hospital, deluxe number 2. So he said, my mother is diagnosed with terminal cancer and the doctor is saying that only 2 days are there. She'll live only for 2 days. And actually, she lived only for 2 days. Now, will my prayer be same? You send me a message, please, Prabhuji, pray for me. And you said, my mother is in ICU and she's going to leave her body in 2 days. Will my prayer be same? No, it will be different. So that is why the prayer should be always very specific. Now, when I asked you to just now pray, what should normally we pray when person is sick? One thing is natural, okay, get him well fast. Okay? That everybody will pray that, please let him get well fast, you know, speedy recovery, all these things. But what is most important is that when he is recovering, please give him your remembrance and give him the gratitude to you. We should not feel, why Lord is doing this to me? I'm such a devotee of the Lord. Why me only? If this mood is there, then the mercy will not reach you. And we want really the Lord's mercy to reach that person who is in sickness or who is not well. The mercy will reach to that heart when there is gratitude in the heart. When the person is grateful for whatever happened. He's not blaming or angry or cursing anybody or God or anybody else, you know. He just thinks this is the will of the Lord. And I accept it. And I thank Him for that. That feeling is the most powerful situation in which the mercy of the Lord will act upon you fully. If there is gratitude in the heart. I pray for you. My Gurudev told me one day, ki all my prayers are coming and standing next to you, but they can't reach you because you are not grateful. If you are angry, disgusted, frustrated and blaming, and then it's like the whole covering of mercy is prayer is with you. But it will not still touch you because it's not appropriate to enter. It has to have proper container to enter, na? Whatever you have. If I have got beautiful dal, I just can't say, take dal. I have to first give a cup to you, and then I give dal to you. I cannot say, take dal. I say, kis mein le lo? You don't have any container. So unless there's a proper container, you can't receive the best thing in life also. You can't receive unless you have a proper container. Proper situation, proper mood has to be there. Then I will receive. If you give me dal on the road, I will not take. If you give me dal maybe in dining table, I will take. Everywhere in the lift, I can't take dal from you. No? Even if you have a container, everything, I can't take in lift from you. It should be a situation where I can take dal from you and I can also honor that also.
Second from last.
First, Dubandar.
Why whatever is
you are putting off
Hare Krishna. So the gratitude is the most important item of emotion into this. You pray so that he will be grateful for whatever you have sent him. Because God doesn't send anything to anybody without any purpose. It may be bad for our perception. I may take it as painful to me because it is paining me. Accident or whatever. Or loss of money or loss of somebody, whatever. It's painful. But by thumb rule, by truth, Lord will never do anything to you which is not good for you. And if you understand it, then the great mercy can reach you by the Lord. So we pray for speedy recovery and we pray that let gratitude be there in the heart of the person while remembering you in a thankful way while recovering. That is what real prayer should be. We should not become very sentimental in prayers, no? अरे उसका अच्छा होने दो, शादी होने दो, उसका उसको एडमिशन मिलने दो, बहुत दिन से बच्चा नहीं हुआ, बच्चा होने दो. ओके, इट्स फाइन. बट इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ गेटिंग अ चाइल्ड फॉर अ लेडी हु इज नॉट गेटिंग अ चाइल्ड फॉर इयर्स टुगेदर, इफ शी बिकम्स ग्रेटफुल फॉर वॉट एवर लॉर्ड हैज सेंट हर सिचुएशंस, वॉट लॉर्ड हैज सेंट हर, शी विल मेक ट्रिमेंडस स्पिरिचुअल प्रोग्रेस. बिकॉज एवरी थिंग इन लाइफ दैट वी गो अक्रॉस, कम अक्रॉस, हैज अ पोटेंशियल ऑफ ट्रिमेंडस स्पिरिचुअल एडवांसमेंट. एनीथिंग दैट हैपन्स इन लाइफ has a potential to give you spiritual advancement. And if you are not grateful, that advancement doesn't come to you. So all the purpose of sending that incident to you by the Lord has failed. Lord has sent you with some purpose. And if the gratefulness is not there, that purpose is not going to be fulfilled. So Lord is always doing very merciful acts upon us. But because we fail to be grateful, we don't get the full advantage of that. We all should know that everything that happens in your life is ordained for you to become a better devotee than before. Every single thing that you think is happening in your life is tailor-made for you by the Lord simply to become more closer to Him than before. So your prayer should be that whatever, O my Lord, you send me in my life, let me become more and more closer to you. Let it be a bad incident, good incident. Let it be an incident which makes me become closer to you. For example, when that lady died on Dilas number 2, there was son, there was a daughter, daughter's husband, and her brother, brother's wife, their children. So many people were there. Full people, number of people who were supposed to be there, they were all there. Right from the moment one. Nobody was supposed to come. All those who were required to be there, they were all there for all 72 hours. And we were discussing, why she is not passing away? Like, already everything, oxygen is removed, everything is removed, no intake is going on, no glucose, no saline, no oxygen also removed, saturation is maintained, everything is maintained. And she is in last stage, so she should leave actually. So why she is not leaving? I said the purpose is that she is bringing all of you together in the name of the Lord. What are you doing now? All of you are just sitting in prayer. Everybody is just chanting the name of the Lord and praying. When else you will come together like this and pray? So she, by her situation, is helping you to come together and pray. Such group of people can never come together like this. She has brought all of you together right now. And she is helping you to chant the holy name together for such a long period of time. फिर वो लड़का मुझे बोला कि वी आर थिंकिंग ऑफ हैविंग अ हरिनाम संकीर्तन सिंस लॉन्ग टाइम, बट वो हो ही नहीं रहा था. आई सेड सी इट इज हैपनिंग नाउ. सो इन अ वर्स्ट थिंग इन लाइफ इज ऑल्सो गुड थिंग हिडन इन दैट. वर्स्ट थिंग इज आई एम लूजिंग माई मदर. मदर इज डाइंग ओनली एट 54 ईयर्स ऑफ एज. हर मदर इज अलाइव इन द असेंबली. शी इज 80 ईयर ओल्ड सिटिंग ऑल्सो वॉचिंग हर डॉटर डाइंग. सो इट्स सच अ पेनफुल सिचुएशन. But God doesn't do anything bad to anybody. For her, how it was good? Because she, whatever prayer she received now, like unbelievable amount of prayer she received. Itni log, almost 20 people were relatives. And 30 people had come from Bhusawal, who were like temple devotees, you know, brahmacharis type of congregation people. They worship together and pray together, vagaira. They all traveled to Bhusawal, 8-9 hours distance from there. And they stayed here for 4 days, 24 hours a day, chanted 24 hours a day. Imagine. So much love must be there, na? Unless otherwise, why they will come all the way in such a time? Okay, they visited and they have gone. But no, all of them were there moment one to moment last. So, that is devotion. And more the devotion, more the prayer that is heard by the Lord. So she was drawing so much love from people by her that condition. Whichever condition helps you to receive the love of the Lord, it cannot be a bad condition. Although you may be dying at the moment of time. Our His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami, they developed melanoma. And melanoma is like a fast spreading cancer. You cannot imagine how fast it spreads. Within no time, finished. 6 months, 3 months, 4 months are down the line from beginning of a dot on the body, black dot, till you die. So he lived like that for 8 months in that severe painful condition. And he said, I will not trade this condition with anything in life at any cost. Because this thing has brought me so much close to my God brothers and to my dear Lord. So even if you say, okay, I will relieve you of this condition. Miracle can come and relieve me. I will say, I don't want any miracle. Because never before in my life I was so close to God than I am now in this painful condition. So that is a devotee. How he thinks, we cannot imagine. You may think, hey, poor thing, poor thing, poor thing. You may say that. The devotee may be very grateful in the heart for the same thing. And when he becomes grateful in the heart, immediately receives all the mercy of the Lord and makes tremendous spiritual progress and goes to the closest area of the Lord. So that's why all of us now need to learn to pray. Everybody need to learn to pray. So in the beginning we pray for ourselves. In the beginning we pray for material things. You change now and don't pray for material things. There's a first step of advancement. That now you don't pray anymore for, oh, let me get increment, let me my son pass exam, let my daughter get married. It's good, but rise above that. Don't wait there only. You do those prayers if you feel like doing those prayers, but go beyond that and ask for service from the Lord. Please engage me in your service. Let me remember you. Let me not forget you in good and bad things in life. Then after you pray for you, yourself, spiritual, go beyond. Pray for somebody else. And it's natural to pray for your daughter and your son and your husband. It's natural. But then do prayer for them spiritually. Don't say that, let her get married. Fine, you can do that, but also ask for the connection with the Lord. God consciousness. Then you go beyond that and you pray for others. In your case, who are the best people to pray for? In other category. In your case, who are the best people to pray for? Patients. Your whole profession, your whole life is as a mother, as a seventh mother, that is a nurse. And what if you every day pray for your patients without fail? The whole atmosphere will change. If each one of you pray for your patients, whichever patient is under your care today, under your bed number, whatever is there, or under your theater, under your procedure, just see this, make an experiment. Start with one patient a day to begin with, because you are not used to praying for so many a day. Start with one patient a day and pray for him in the morning, pray for him when you come to the office, and pray for him when you go back home also. TDS. Not tedious. TDS, three times a day. Begin your day with your prayers to the Lord and then you pray for him also or her. Come to your work while you are serving that patient, while you are doing some care, na, IV laga rahe hain, kuch kar rahe hain. While doing that, you pray and when you go home, wash up, kneel down to the Lord and again pray for that same patient. And then next day, two patients. And one day, all the patients who are under your care. Will the hospital atmosphere change by that? Believe me, it will be a miraculous change in the hospital atmosphere. Because once, when you are in prayer, na, you know what happens to you? You are free from anger, free from envy, free from selfishness, free from any motivation. Because you are busy in praying. When you cannot be simultaneously envious and prayful together, right? When you pray, you are praying. then you don't have any envy in the mind or anything. So naturally you're getting free from vices for that moment of time. It will save you from all the gossip and nonsense thing what you may be doing or you would like to do. It will save you because you are prayerful. Praying always is from within, no? It cannot be outside. It is from within. And then a stage can come in your life that whoever you see, you pray for that person or for a prayer. When you see like this, each and everybody, you offer a prayer for that person. And you will become tremendously spiritually powerful within yourself because of your prayerful heart. Because prayerful heart is very attractive to the Lord. Lord gets tremendously attracted to the prayerful heart, especially for those who are praying for others. And prayer is one of the 9 processes of devotion to God, which is Ravanam, that is listening to Lord's message, Kirtanam, that is chanting the Lord's message, narrating the Lord's message, Smaranam, remembering the Lord, worshipping the Lord, serving the Lord as a servant, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, serving Lord's lotus feet, Archanam, worshipping the Lord, Dasyam, serving as a servant, Dasyam, Sakhyam, serving Him as a friend, and Atmanivedanam, that is surrendering oneself. Usme bichme ek vandanam hai, which I didn't tell you. 8 and 9 is vandanam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Anchanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Bichme aata hai vandanam. So, vandanam is offering prayers to the Lord. And there are many, many examples in our scriptures who were the great people who were expert in praying. You know? And prayer is always spiritual. Prayer is free from bondage of place. How I can prove that? Suppose you are in America and you call me from America. My mother is very sick. Please pray for him, Prabhuji. And I sit here and pray for your mother. Will my prayer reach your mother? Yes. Definitely it will reach. Because prayer is not material. Prayer is spiritual. It will go from soul to soul. And who is the person in between? When it goes from soul to soul, it goes via God only. God is in between. He is the personality who makes sure that your prayer reaches that person. Only via God it will reach. Otherwise it will not reach. Because He is in your heart and He is my heart also. When I pray here, the telepathy goes there via God. So it is beyond space. Beyond, physical location. The prayer is beyond time also. My grandmother died in 1973 when I was 10 years old. Until today on her departure day, I remember and I pray for her. Will my prayer reach her? Yes or no?
Yes.
Why it will reach her? I don't know where she is, which loka she is, which body she is, which planet she is living now. I don't know. But what is my faith that my prayer will reach her? What is the reason behind it? Because the soul is eternal. Soul never dies. Soul never is destroyed at the moment of death. When body dies, soul doesn't die. So I have firm faith the soul is eternal and ever existing. It is always there. Somewhere it is there. Either with God or with heaven or with some animal or some bird or some human being, some other thing. She must have taken another life and she must have also died and taken another life also. But she is still there. And I had connection with her one time as grandmother. So I have that love. So with that love when I pray, my prayer will reach her. That is why we say that whatever past activities or some punya was there, that's why all this is happening. Somebody is praying for you and you don't know who is that person. You have crossed 2 lifetimes, but somebody in the third previous lifetime is praying for you. That's what Shraddha means. Shraddha means what? We remember our ancestors and we pray for them, offer oblations to them, offer them strength spiritually. That's what we do with the yearly Shraddha. It's not just a mechanical process. Koi bhajji ko bulane ka hai, wo bol raha hai kitna match chal raha hai, kitna score ho gaya hai, aur wo mantra bol rahe hai. It's not like that, you know. This is what general people are doing. They are doing some mama, some sloka, namaha, and then kya shlok ho gaya, kya score ho gaya uska, century hua kya pura. Again, he is doing some mantras. Which benefit is going to be received by such kind of prayers? Shraddha means, jo Shraddha se kiya jata hai, usko Shraddha kehte. What is Shraddha? What is the faith? That my prayer is going to reach that person whom I am praying for. With that faith and devotion, when you do the ritual, then it becomes a powerful prayer which will reach that person with the benefit. And when Shraddha is performed here, that person in different lifetime somewhere is getting the benefit and some good things are happening in his life. And what is a good thing actually? Good thing is only becoming closer to God. There is nothing else good in life here. Everything else is temporary, perishable and not giving happiness to you. What is good is only one thing, that is going close to God. That is the only good thing in life, nothing else is there. And whichever incident makes you go close to Lord, it's a good incident. How do you define auspiciousness? Auspiciousness is only that event or that situation where you remember the Lord and go closer to Him. It can be a death or losing one of your arms maybe. But that is auspicious if you remember the Lord while this is happening. It is defined as auspicious if it connects you with God. So all our prayers should be in such a way that whomever we are praying for, they should get connected with the Lord. That is a real prayer. We are not sentimental people that we pray for something here and there. What is the use of praying something which is temporary? It's going to go away. Right? I want to make my daughter married. Yeah, but it's not guaranteed after marriage she'll be happy only. She will be happy only when she is God conscious. So we will pray that let the marriage be God conscious. Let the marriage be based on bhakti and devotion. That is the right prayer. Whether married is okay, then can't guarantee you happiness, you know. Let me have more money and let me bungalow be built and let my vehicle will come. It's my only desire next year, my vehicle should come. Yeah, but vehicle will come, it's not guaranteed you'll be happy. If you use the vehicle in service to God, you will be happy. Our prayer is that whatever you do in life, do in remembrance and service to the Lord. Then it will be. So, I will really request all of you that you start learning praying. Maybe beginning with yourself, then with close ones to you, then with your patients and then with everybody whom you are to meet. Like somehow by God's arrangement, whenever I see a pregnant lady, immediately I start praying in the hospital, wherever. So somehow the conditioning has come in me. Because I used to do a lot of prayers before. Now it has become a conditioned habit, reflex habit, you know. Whenever I see anybody in the lift or any walking stairs or anywhere, anybody is pregnant, I pray for the soul. Because I know that this soul who is a human, going to be human body, you know, going to be human being. The soul is not human or anything, but now is going to accept human body. So this soul has a capacity to connect with God. So let this life which Lord is giving this soul as a human being be an offering to the Lord in connection with the Lord in service. Because you know how precious is human life. Can a bird or a dog or a fish or tree pray? No. Only you pray, human beings. You can have the understanding, you can have the knowledge, you can have the devotional feeling in your heart. And you can offer prayers. You can connect with the Lord. This is such a fortunate life. So what the saintly people pray? That everybody should be peaceful and connected with the Lord. Every single person who is good, bad, maybe whatever, black and white, rich or poor. Everybody who has taken birth as human being, let them remember the Lord and get connected. The simple Sanskrit word is Krishner Mati Rastu. Let you always remember the Lord, Sri Krishna. That is even the best blessing you can give to your child. Krishner Mati Rastu. You always remember the Lord. But what can save you? Anything else can save you in life? Nothing can save you. Nothing can save you except the name of the Lord. Remembrance of the Lord. When you remember the Lord, they can be actually saved. And what is real safety is only remembrance of the Lord. Suraksha Kavach is only one. So I will request you that you being the seventh mother, huh? One mother is your mother, another mother is earth, another mother is cow, then the king's wife, then the guru's wife, then the brahmin's wife, and then you as a nurse, Paricharika, who takes care of her patient as her own child. You may be 25-year-old and the patient may be 80-year-old. But still when he comes on your bed, there what is allocated to you, he becomes your child. now is dependent on you for your service and care and compassion and service, and then you serve him as your child. That this soul is now subjected himself or herself to me, to my care. Now I offer my everything in my capacity. I mean, whatever my capacity, and then I will pray, let me not get tired before I am supposed to get tired. It may happen after 4 hours you may get tired, and then next 4 hours of service may be just mechanical. Kabhi khatam hoga, kabhi khatam hoga. Aisa aapko lagega. But when you pray, when you really love somebody and you really want to care for somebody, you pray that I should not get tired. I'm sure those mother and those children who are there upstairs, they are praying, I don't know when you are going to pass away, but let me be there, you know, when you are passing away. Let not be sleeping, or let me not be tired, or let not be hypoglycemic that time. So I tell them, one of the part of your prayer is to take care of yourself, to eat in time and drink in time, so that you will be there, hell and hearty, available when she passes away. So till that time they were not ready to eat only. Nahi Prabhuji, dil nahi kar raha khane ka. I said, you need to be here with full heart available to pray when she passes away, and you should not be hypoglycemic that time. Immediately she went, she drank sarbat, she ate khichdi and she came back. But now she understood what is the purpose of her eating, not for her own self. So one has to give vision to others. Ki, I'm not saying you eat for yourself, you are eating for your mother who is waiting for your help and support. And in between, go and take rest also. So that when actually she passes away, you all should be there with all your heart, with all your prayers to support her passing away. So sab log phir gaye one by one to eat. So I saw a very beautiful festival of prayers when she passed away. Everybody was offering their hearts, you know. They were thinking that whatever devotion I have, you know, I want to offer for her, so that she can unite with the Lord. At the moment of her death, we will like that she will unite with the Lord. It will be so nice. Ultimately, why we are living this whole life? So that we can unite with the Lord at the end of this whole story. Everything is worth, all bad and good things and all destructions and all volcanoes and all tornadoes and all tufan. It's all worth ultimately if that helps you to remind yourself of Lord and unite with the Lord. Everything is worth. Thank you very much. But that we must take care that will happen. So any questions are there on prayers? Yes. The best thing for each and everybody in life is to remember the Lord. So what Krishna is telling Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, if you ask me, the essence, man mana bhava mad bhakto. Lord says, always remember me and be my devotee. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. So the best blessing for everybody, even though he's a cat or a dog or a lizard or a bird or a fish or you or me, the best blessing is remembrance of the Lord. Smaranam, Bhagavat Smaranam. So you should pray that, let me always remember you. Pray that let him also remember you. In your mati, always Krishna should be there. That is a prayer.
Those things.
So what is the question?
Can you highlight on the...
In my discussion I told, it is called Shraddha. That means one that is performed with Shraddha. If you have faith, everything what you are told has got meaning. If you don't know anything about it, you don't have faith also, it is all meaningless. You don't know only what's happening. If you have faith, everything is meaningful. So all this is important if you have faith and you have understanding. And if you don't know anything, then where is the Shraddha going on in America, in UK, Italy, France, Germany, Poland? who's doing Shraddha for anybody? which, where sun is going to give fire and what is ashes and putting in the holy river. Nothing is happening.
But this is not culture.
Huh? So
the one who is not doing it will be deprived of the effects.
The scriptures say that the son of the person, or if they don't have son, if they have daughter, if they are very devotional, because of their devotion, the father and mother get delivered. To the extent of their devotion, the parents get delivered. They may not know also. But suppose by nature they are devotees, and by naturally they are very devotees and they are very central, very dedicated to the Lord and His memory. Just by their being devotees, if you don't do any rituals, nothing you do, but just the son is a devotee of the Lord, that itself is a deliverance for the parents. So even if you are a Western country, you are American born and there is no understanding of Vedas or anything, but you are a devotee, ardent devotee of your Lord, maybe whatever religion you may be following, they may be Christianity, maybe you are worshipping Jesus, or Buddhist, maybe worshipping Buddha, or some Judaism, or Jehovah. If they are in their own way devoted to the Lord, sincerely, selflessly, then just by their being devotees will help their parents to get delivered. And what to speak of your son becoming a pure devotee, saint of the Lord, saintly personality. Suppose you are Saint Francis, you are your son. You happen to be the mother of Saint Francis. Then your deliverance to God's kingdom is assured. Just by carrying him for 9 months and giving birth to him, finished. That itself is enough for you to go back to God. So what is ultimately important in all these rituals is not the ritual itself, is the bhav behind that. What is your consciousness behind that? Everything is important, even if you are nursing also, is more important when your bhav is there in that. By doing mechanical nursing, there is no use. It's called nursing with hands. When you nurse with heart, all that effect is going to be there on the patient. Even by seeing you, the patient will feel healed. Oh, Sister Jessie came. Immediately I feel better from my illness point of view. Everything in life, even your cooking, there is no bhav, there is no feelings. The cooking is mechanical, like hotel cooking. You eat best item in the hotel, but you don't feel that satisfaction because the feeling is not there of mother or a sister or a wife. And at home you cook simplest thing, but you cook with love. That satisfaction and fulfillment is there. I can give you 50 examples like this. In nursing I can give, in medical I can give, in driving I can give, in mortuary services you can give, in CSHD services. Any service you name in this hospital, if it's done mechanically, how much effect will be there? If it's done with heart, okay, I am doing sterilization here, I should be perfect in my duty so that the patient down in the OT should not get any infection. I should do my best so that patient should be completely in aseptic conditions. He is right there in the corner in the cave, in the fifth floor. But his heart is with the patient who is getting operated under you in OT number 1. It's possible, no? Why? Only because of bhav. So what connects you with people is bhav, not the activity. Your mother must have beaten you in childhood. You say, what kind of mother she is? She's my enemy. She is beating me. But because that beating was done with love for your good, when you grow up and you become sensible, you thank her for that. You don't keep on blaming her for the whole life. 70-year-old became, my mother such a cruel mother, she was beating me when I was a small child. Maybe you never understood. If your mother has beaten you with love, although the activity is beating, giving pain to you, but it's done with love, that will affect your heart positively. All of you have seen, all of your mothers, you only beat your sometimes your children, sold them, but all of your heart is filled with love when you do that. And automatically, immediately, after some time you get the result. The parents, the children will thank you when they grow up. So bhav is very important. Now the bhav is what if you go to Gaya Kund in Kamevan in Vrindavan. There is one place where actual Gaya is manifested there in one place. Because all the holy places they appear in Vrindavan. I want to stay there only. So they exist in that place also, and they also appear in holy place to take shelter of the Holy Supreme Lord. So Gaya, which is there in UP, is also there in Vrindavan. The benefit of that place in Vrindavan, if you go there and you simply go there, and remember your ancestors. Simply remember. All of them will go back to Godhead. No need of doing Shraddha, Tarpan, kuch karne ki zarurat nahi. Just go there, sit peacefully and remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mother's side 5, father's side 7, wife's side 7, whatever number is there, whomever you remember. Just remember them and offer a prayer. They will be delivered back to Godhead. From wherever they are, at the end of their life, wherever they are, they'll go back to Godhead. Now you may say, what nonsense, I don't have faith in all these things, all rubbish. If with this thought you do prayer, nothing will happen to them. But if you have full faith and you do prayer, everything that is desirable will happen to them. Ultimately, faith is the thing that makes everything different. Everything appears different, everything effectively different when there is faith and bhav. And essence of life is ultimately bhav, what your heart is. What you do is not very important all the time. What you do is important all the time only when there is bhav. And depending on your bhav, things become different. If you cook with anger, there is one result comes out. You cook with love, another result comes out. You cook with devotion, third result comes out. So all of us as human beings should strive to live like this and not live like machines and not live like mechanical and not live like animals. Should live like human beings. When life is human beings means there is devotion, there is love and there is sentiment with the activity that you do. And whatever you do has a meaning and it becomes very fulfilling in your life. So let us all become like that. I'm telling you, moment you become very prayerful, first is you will become happy. Your heart will become filled with satisfaction. And as soon as you meet anybody, others will become happy. Why is that when I meet Radhana Swami? Suppose Radhana Swami is now today coming from London and he will be reaching temple at 1:30 PM and all the devotees are gathered there to receive him. And he just comes, he's so exhausted because jet lag, and he's already had a heavy day there. The last 3 days were like day and night programs were there. He's not slept also, so he's like totally exhausted. So he comes in. He gets down the car and people garland him and people offer pranams to him. And what he does, he can't speak because he's so tired. But he just looks at each and everybody. That's all. You will not feel that he is just looking like that. You will feel he looked at me also. Like that, he will look at every person, and whatever that one moment he looks at you, you will feel he is with me. For that moment, he and me were together. Then he and me were together. Then he and me were together. And everybody he will look at like that. He will not speak anything. He will go back. With that one sight of his and one glance of his, you feel satisfied. You don't feel like he didn't speak to me. I wanted to speak to him. I wanted to ask questions to him, this and that. So that one glance is filled with love, compassion, devotion, prayer, concern. Everything is there in that one glance. Imagine you and me become like that. And if you and me become like that, and if you see somebody, the same feeling that others will get when you see somebody like that. If your glance is filled with love, compassion, kindness, concern, care, and love, then whomever you look, people will feel that fulfillment of looking at you. And why should we not become like that? Why should I look at you and I get angry? And I feel disturbed. And I feel frustrated. Why should me be the source of anger or dissatisfaction or unwantedness or envy or anger? Why should I be the source of that to you? Why should I become a source of happiness to you? That will make your life first great and fulfilled. Then others' life will become whatever it has to become. First, your life will become great if you become like that. And imagine a day comes in life, wherever you see somebody, you are offering a prayer for that person. Suppose, if you see somebody, you are offering a prayer. Imagine how much nourished you will be, how much strong spiritually you will be, and how much strength spiritually you will give to others just by your glance. And believe me, all this is not a poetry. All this can be truth. You will say, oh, nice poetic words, nice poetry today. All this can become truth in your life, provided you fill your heart with such a prayer and compassion and see others. then your existence will become source of life to everybody. When you move around, it will become source of joy to everybody. That's why when we meet our Guru Maharaj, now we have 51 questions to ask him, you know, and we are disturbed with so many things in life. We go in his room, now we feel, what to ask? I don't feel like asking anything. I feel so fine, you know, now in his company. I feel so happy and satisfied. So, any question? No question, Maharaj. How are you? Very nice, Maharaj. Very happy. So, thank you very much. Because the aura is with so much of love, compassion, kindness and devotion to God, that you come in that aura, immediately you feel everything is alright, you know. Why we are so unhappy and upset and everything is nice. But you have to have the person in your life like that. I would say that, why not you become like that? Why expect somebody else to become like that? Shivaji Maharaj is very mahan hai. Wo aapke ghar pe hona chahiye. Bhagat Singh hai na, ekdam mahan. Hey, itna uski mata bhi itni mahan thi na. Lekin wo aapke ghar pe hona chahiye. Mere ghar pe. Why like that? It can be me. It can be me. It can be you. Aisa. So any other question is there? Before we end.
Go to Gaya and pray for yourself before your death.
Huh.
That benefit will be carried on to you after your death.
Yeah, it's true. But more than that, if I will pray for others, the Lord will say that he is not bothered about himself, so I will bother about himself. Those who don't take care of themselves and always take care of others, God takes care of them. So by your praying for yourself, only you are benefited. By taking care of others, you are automatically included in that. You don't have to pray for yourself separately. Paramarth is such a good thing, in that swarth is included. When you are situated on the platform of Paramarth, swarth is included in that. Separately, swarth is not needed. That's why Paramarth is the greatest path of life. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.